Shoes and Shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hello, I'm Pastor Jason Bumgardner of Truth Church in the heart of St. Lucie County, inviting you to tune in to our weekly radio program, The Revealing Truth, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. Of course, we would love for you to meet our church family, so why not come out and visit us this Sunday at Truth Church? Worship services start at 10 a.m., and we're located at 3891 Edwards Road. You can check us out on the web at www.igniteyourworld.com.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
We got to get real. We got to get passionate about our walk and passionate about our love for each other. We get caught up in ball game and shout and yell and holler at the TV and throw our cup of water on the floor when somebody scores a point and we didn't want to score a point. Come on, all you Gator fans. Y'all are the worst. But we come to church and everybody wants to withdraw from the one that's bigger than any football star on any football team. Huh? He's bigger than any election result. I've never seen so many Christians whine and cry when Obama got reelected. I went into a little funk for a little bit. It took me about a day to climb out and say, "Okay, God, you're still in control." Huh? I said, "Okay, I'm prepared to pay more money. I'm prepared not to be able to give the employees." I mean, I just went through the whole gamut. "Whatever you want, Lord. There won't be no raises this year." So, okay, that's what you wanted, God. I started blaming him. Come on now. Now, y'all, come on. Am I being real enough? He's bigger than any election result. He's bigger than any cause. He's bigger than any ball game. He's the one that gave his life for us. Huh? And then we'll come to church and we say, "Well, I love you in my heart. I love you in my heart, Jesus. I'm rejoicing on the inside. And I'm dignified." No. Somebody say, no. I think we ought to just shout, "I'm going to love him with everything that I am. I'm going to love him with everything that's on the inside of me. Oh my God, you are my everything. You are my hope and my joy, my love and my passion, my hunger and desire. I love you, God, with everything that I am. Nothing will keep me from you, Lord. Nothing will keep me." Woo! I'm looking for some people that are ready to tell God how much they love him and show God how much they love him. "Everything that I am is yours, Jesus. Everything that I hope to be belongs to you, Jesus. Everywhere I go, you're going to be in the middle of it, Jesus." Woo! Somebody might think you lost your mind today, but I want to tell you, it's okay if they think you're strange. It's okay if they think you're a little bit off. You might look like you ain't got no sense. Somebody say, "It's okay." I don't care. I'm just so far beyond what anybody thinks anymore. I don't care. Half people think I'm crazy already. The other half think I'm on my way. I don't care. I love him. I love him. Somebody shout, "I love him." I don't care where you've come from or where you're going today. You got every reason to love Jesus today. Come on, somebody. Listen, if half the people knew where you came from, they'd be shouting right along with you. If they saw the hell and the mess that you were involved in and what Jesus did to get you out of it, they'd be looking a little bit crazy too. They'd be going, oh yeah, greater is he that's in you, baby. I knew you before. I saw what you were doing. And if God pulled you out of that, glory to God, he must be awesome. No wonder you love him the way you love him. No wonder you act the way you act. No wonder you're so strange. He said, I want you to love him with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. And I want you to love your neighbor like you love yourself. I mean, listen, love is pictured in three different dimensions here. That's what he's saying. He says, we love God with everything that we are. We love ourselves because of who he has made us to be. And we love others because of who he is in us. So love works in all three dimensions of our life. Isn't that beautiful? You can't say you love God and hate people. That's not true. If you say that, you're a big fat liar. Come on now. You cannot say you love God and be mad and hate somebody. It's impossible. You can't say that you love God and then say you don't like the color of that man's skin. Come on now.
Well, I ain't going to fellowship with him. I don't like his dialect. He don't know how to speak proper. It's different. I can't fellowship with them. I don't like language. I don't like where they come from.
Listen, you can't do that. Amen. Not if you love God. Right. You're just trying to stay stuck in a comfort zone, and the truth is you're full of fear.
Well, I'm helping somebody.
You can't, you got to say, God, I love you, and I'm going to love people. And if I love God, then I'm going to learn to love people and love myself. And I'm going to stop being so mad at myself. Half the problem with most Christians is we get so let down with the way we act and what we do, we just don't love ourselves. And because we're mad at ourselves, we don't love nobody else. We're not happy with who we are, so when somebody comes up and says, I love you, the first thought you have is, you're so full of it.
They just go around telling everybody they love them. Who believes that?
The truth is we've got to get to a place where we always quit condemning ourselves and we got to quit judging ourselves. I got to learn to let that love cover me and capture me. So when I get up and look in the mirror, I can look in the mirror and go, look what the Lord has done. I might be a little bit more pudgy. I might be a little bit more wrinkly, but look what he's done. I got a smile on my face and I got a destiny in my life and I'm on my way to be with Jesus. And on the way there, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be thrilling. It's going to be an adventure. God's doing something in my life because he loves me. Instead of getting up, looking in the mirror and going, what a mess. You disgust me. And crawl back into bed and sleep 3 more hours. Somebody say, look what the Lord has done. You know, the more he's done, the more you can appreciate it, can't you? Say, he brought me out where I used to be, and he's put me where I am today. You say, well, I'm not really exactly where I wanted to be today. Well, you're a lot better off than you were last week and the year before that and the year before that because you're sitting in here this morning. Mm-hmm. Woo! That's a reason to shout right there. Oh, Lord. So I might have used to be bound. I might have used to sneak around. But he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Somebody shout, I'm free. And I'm really talking about over-the-top kind of love here. Over-the-top kind of love. Everything you got kind of a love. No hold back love. Crazy love. Stupid love. You know? The kind of love they like try to make a movie about, but they can't never really capture it. And they spend hundreds of millions of dollars on trying to make this movie about love, but they still can't get it right. Over-the-top, extravagant. Love that word, extravagant. Extravagant love. Hmm? I mean, there was a guy in the Bible who was a shepherd over on the backside of a hill, and nobody wanted him. Nobody didn't want to have nothing to do with him. His daddy had forgotten about him on purpose. Left him on the backside of the house. The prophet came to his house, and he said, I want you to get all your sons in here, because I'm about to anoint one of them king. And Jesse, who was there, said, okay, I want all my sons in here except for David. And he left David out on the back 40 with the sheep. Jesse was supposed to have all of his sons there, but David didn't show up. Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm Jesse and the prophet comes to my house, the prophet of the whole nation, come on, and says, I want you to get all your sons there, and I on purpose don't bring one. I mean, no, Jesse had a problem with David. Something wasn't right in the family. I don't care what you say. Because if the prophet said it and I didn't do it, because I didn't think David was good enough to be there, something's up, Jack. Now, I don't know what it could be. I've got my own suspicions on what it could be, you know. But this is what David said. He said, I might not have been the kid that was wanted. They may not let me come to the house. They might not let me in when the prophet comes. But I'm on the back side of the hill and I'm worshiping Jehovah regardless. I'm just going to love God. In the middle of whatever's going on, in the middle of my rejection, in the middle of my mess, I'm going to sing my praises to God. I'm going to worship Him, and I'm going to let my voice be heard in the heavens, whether anybody else can hear me or not. If it's only the sheep that can hear me, then it's only the sheep that can hear me. I'm going to worship God. I'm going to bless Him at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make my boast in Thee, O Lord. The humble will hear of Thee and be glad. David said that. Amen. And the Bible says that God reached on the backside of that hill and said that those that the world has rejected, I have now chosen to be king over my house, and of His throne there shall be no end. His throne is going to be forever. How many know it's the same throne that Jesus sits on today? And when David got a chance to bring the ark of the presence of God back to the city, back to Jerusalem, when he got a chance, the Bible says that he took off of his crown and he took off his kingly garments and set them aside, stripped down to his underwear. Can you imagine the king of the nation of Israel took off his crown and stripped down to his underwear in public? This ain't San Francisco 2012, ladies and gentlemen. Are you hearing me? Oh, it was crazy back then. Y'all look at me like I'm crazy. I didn't write it. It's in your Bible. And not only did he get this, he began to dance violently. And he began to worship and magnify the Lord. And there was some crazy church people there watching all this stuff go on. One of them was his wife, Michael. And she sat up in a tower and she looked down on him and she said, you the king. Why are you dancing like that? You look like a fool. You've disgraced yourself. You put yourself down in front of all, you make yourself look like an idiot in front of all the slaves. What's wrong with you? You look like a fool. You look like you don't have any education. You look like you don't know what you're doing. You're making a mockery of yourself in front of the whole nation. And all you're doing is trying to, listen, this is a big one, you hear this. All you're doing is trying to draw attention to yourself. I can't tell you how many times I heard church people say that. You're just trying to draw attention to yourself. Well, if it bothers you, close your eyes. God likes it. God likes to see you dance. Even if, look, if you can't dance, tap your toe. God will love it. I say, he's tapping his toe. That's my boy. Huh? David looked at her and he said, honey, you might be my Valentine, but let me tell you something. You think I'm bad today? You think I'm exaggerated today? You think I'm extravagant? Watch me tomorrow. Watch me worship tomorrow, because you think I worship today. Well, wait, you see what I do tomorrow, because you might be my wife. I've got news for you. He's my king, and he's my Lord, and he's my Savior, and I'm going to worship him with everything I've got.
Oh, pray.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Hi folks, tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Relive Lifestyles program. This is David Leeds. If you're sick and tired of feeling sick and tired and want a lifestyle you have been dreaming of, let Eileen and I share with you how Relive has changed the lives of many people. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. and hear testimonies of people that have found Relive to be the answer. For more information, we are available at 1-888-871-8734.
Swept away by your power, Lord. strength I am. Your help in trouble, no fear. Though the earth give way, no fear. Know that I am God.
Not for long. When I'm feeling when I'm feeling blue, it's such a joy to know that I am only passing through. I'm headed home, I'm going home where I belong.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is